ओम शांति। सभी भाई बहनों से निवेदन है, अपने अपने स्थान पर हम बैठ जाएंगे।
हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट,
वो घड़ी अब बहुत समीप आई है जिसका बेसब्री से इंतजार किया, जिसके लिए इतना दूर दूर से दौड़कर मधुबन पहुंचे
हैं।
वह प्रभु मिलन की बेला हमें संपूर्ण सार्थक करनी है।
मधुबन
किस तरह,
एंड दैट बाबा मिलन इज नाउ एंड वी वॉन्ट टू यूटिलाइज दिस टाइम every second and how to do avyakt milan. To explain that, we have brother Surya Bhaiji is with us and we would like to welcome him. He got knowledge in 1964 and he surrendered himself to yagya in 1968. We listened to his classes through many means, especially through the television series named Samadhan. He has been awarded Chanakya Award for his services. In all three places, he takes care of Baba's Bhandara very well. He spreads. He is the master son of knowledge and he spreads his rays everywhere. He will make us ready to celebrate the Avyakt Bab Dada Milan. Respected Suraj Bhaiji, Om Shanti.
Param Sukh, Ishwariya Sukh Pane Ke Liye.
To receive supreme happiness, godly happiness,
एकाग्रता की बहुत जरूरत होती है।
We all need concentration.
संसार के किसी भी क्षेत्र में,
in any field in the world, to be successful, what we need is concentration. Whether someone is a student, whether someone is a businessman or someone is a householder, in service, in relating Murli or listening to the Murli, everywhere the importance is of the concentration. Today, along with experiencing Bab Dada, we will also focus about concentration and also on this festival of Mahashivratri, on this beautiful day. It is Bab Dada's birthday as well as our birthday. We will give some gift to Bab Dada. We will give some gift to us as well. We will get Bab Dada's Murli. We will get Bab Dada's gift from Murli. Now let's give a gift to ourselves of concentration. So let's give a gift to Bab Dada about our weakness that destroys our concentration. When the heart is concentrated, we experience supreme happiness, supreme peace, and we have that alaukik experience. So let's talk to ourselves very beautifully in front of this big gathering. Everyone will experience solitude. So we are learning, we are reading and listening to avyakt signals every day on concentration. Solitude is very important. Solitude doesn't mean we stay alone, but we talk to ourselves in solitude to motivate ourselves, to awaken ourselves, to give ourselves zeal and enthusiasm, and with that our concentration will increase a lot. okay, let's go. Now feel in this big gathering, I am alone. Let's talk to ourselves and talk to ourselves every day. We have never thought about it that we will find God in such a way. We never thought of it that He would come so close to us. It was not in my far imagination that God Himself will become a supreme teacher and will give us the complete truth. It was not in our dream that He will come to give us His everything and we will become His companion. Now I have to get everything from Him. My mind has been wandering around since ages. No, not anymore. Concentrate ourselves. By concentrating ourselves, we have to receive all the powers from Almighty.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We just took very little time in this. Spend 5 to 7 minutes every day. It's not necessary you get hours for solitude. Concentration is very important. So Baba has given this example that I will tell you now. Some of you might have heard it, but many of you must not have heard it, that at the time of destruction, when the nature, when the five elements will be in great upheaval, so you will see many times that this great storm will destroy everything. This fire will destroy everything. The earth is shaking quite a bit. So the earthquake in Bhuj was for 52 seconds, but it will shake for some minutes and we will feel that everything is going to get destroyed. In this situation, the souls who have filled themselves with the power of silence through concentration will order the nature that, hey nature, I am your master and you now become quiet. And the nature actually will become quiet, and this is a very big power. So in the coming time, those who want to do great actions, those who want to play hero part, should stop their mind wandering around and you stabilize your mind here and there. So with the elevated versions of Bab Dada, in Path of Devotion 2, with renunciation and tapasya, those who have achieved great success, with the power of concentration, you can achieve many blessings from Baba by loving Him with our true heart and with concentration. Now let's pay attention. I will tell you two things. It will help you in Laukik family as well. So, children, I met today is giving UPSC exam. He did not get successful few times. So it's such a great effect. Let's listen to it. So a tapasvi, did a spiritual endeavor and chanted the mantra of Om for the whole of his life. When he left the body, when it was cremated, they all heard the sound of Om even from their cremation area. And this is such a deep secret. So whatever form we want to create of us, whatever form we want to become of our self-respect, you make great effort for that. He concentrated himself on the sound of Om. Now, second thing which is useful to all of you, you have children in your home. Some students are sitting here as well, and teachers, please listen to this. Whatever we want to achieve in life, whether it is laukik or alaukik, you emerge that form in front of you and you call it vision. You make a picture of that, and more than 17 seconds you focus yourself for 3 times a day for 3 months, and you also teach this to your children. Whatever target you want to achieve, for 17 seconds you make a picture of that, and you do 17 to 20 seconds, you focus on that, you do it 3 times, and you do it for 3 months. The concentration will increase. It is impossible that you can't achieve this objective. Let me give you an example. One student who is giving UPSC exam, one young brother came from Bombay. He got 11th rank in UPSC exam. Now let's listen. I am giving you the example of those who are appearing for IAS exam. You create a picture in your mind that I am sitting in the chair of DM. My nameplate is fixed outside. For 18 to 20 seconds you focus your mind in this, you will definitely achieve that seat. You have that trust in you in alaukik life. If you want to become a bead of rosary, if you fix a number that I want to get 40th number, now create a vision. There is a garland and there are 1, 2, 3 until 108 written on that, and you think that I am 40th number, and you focus your mind for 20 seconds. Then you make effort for that and you will definitely achieve that. So in any business or any interview, any studies, you practice this and it will be very useful. Now let me tell you one very big thing. If you want, in the coming days, I become the one who grant visions. Many sisters would also want this to happen, so that Baba get revealed through us. The hundreds of thousands of souls come to Baba, and the souls of all religions get liberation. So you create a vision that the world would see my form and focus yourself in this form, and the whole world is seeing you. I am at a very high stage, and it will happen. So you have complete faith on this. So you have trust on Baba and have trust on yourself. Never have the dark clouds in your life. So we have to concentrate ourselves. We have to focus ourselves. Let's concentrate on a soul in the center of the forehead. So you look at yourself in front of you, a very subtle point, the source of energy is spreading in all four directions through me. Colorful rays are spreading. I am seeing my own form in front of me. In the center of the forehead, I see my form, the shining form in front of me. In the throne of my forehead, the supremely pure soul is in front. I am the powerful soul in the center of the forehead. Om Shanti. This is the most easy effort because we have the complete knowledge of the soul. We don't have to look for anything. Just like the teachers and scriptures of the world, those who learn scriptures, we don't have to think about ourselves, that who am I, whether I am mind or I am this or that. We have the complete knowledge. When we have complete truth with us, we become peaceful and quiet. Now let's make some effort. We have to concentrate our mind and intellect both. Intellect is called the third eye of knowledge. And we stabilize ourselves in that form and mind,
create.
Let's listen to it very carefully.
Sundar sankalpo se bhar jaye, tabhi man shant hota hai. Man jab sundar sankalpo se bhar jaye,
when the mind is filled with beautiful thoughts, only then the mind becomes quiet. And that is why with the elevated versions of Bab Dada, with the self-respect that Baba has given, with our own churning, whatever thoughts we create, we fill our mind with that. The usual speed of mind is 25 thoughts per minute, and that increases a lot. We have to decrease that speed. When we decrease that speed, the mind will be concentrated. These days the mind works very fast. Some have 40 thoughts per second, while those who think a lot would have even higher thoughts per second. But we have to stabilize that. Let me give you a beautiful thought. When we were in golden age, how much would be the speed of our thoughts? It would be just 10 to 12 thoughts per minute. So we take ourselves to that stage in normal life. It's not about when you are sitting for yoga. When you are sitting for yoga, you have to bring it to 4 to 5 thoughts. But during performing actions, you bring your mind to 10 to 12 thoughts per minute, and that will be golden aged stage, very happy stage, and that will happen with the practice of soul consciousness, with the practice of self-respect. That will happen while performing actions, staying in the elevated awareness. So let's focus our mind now to Baba's form. Let's see Baba's divine form. A very subtle point.
Supreme source of energy.
It's a supreme source of energy. With which the infinite energy is spreading all over in the supreme abode. By seeing this form, you stabilize your mind to this form in the supreme abode, just the one. Now let's create a thought in mind. This is the same one whom I have been looking for ages. This is the same one for whose and I have done lot of devotion to see him, to have his vision. He is the ocean of knowledge. He is the sun of knowledge. His divine light and powers are spreaded all, everywhere, all over. Om Shanti.
Practice karenge.
Let's practice this. It will be very easy.
Baba, keval bindi nahi hai.
Baba is not just a point. Those who are in knowledge, very new students. Baba is not just a point. Baba is called to be very subtle. He is subtler than the atom, and we cannot see him with naked eye. The thing that is very subtle is to the extent that something is subtle, it's that powerful accordingly. Since Shiv Baba is very subtle, his powers are spreaded from far and wide, from the supreme abode. The whole supreme abode is shining through his light. Now let's create a thought. Before traffic control song, let's think, what do I want? I want concentration, the determined thought that I get everything from Baba, or the disturbance of the world. Do I want to wander around for vices, or I want to just get the super sensuous joy from God? Do I want to wander around in Laukik life, or I want to get happiness and pleasure and peace from Baba? I want to get blessings from Baba. Let's inspire ourselves, and then the mind will stop. When we make this effort, the mind will wander around in between, but as soon as it goes out to wander, you pull your mind back. In some days, your mind will get under control, and this concentration will help you feel the super sensuous joy, and you will feel other joys very dull. So with the power of, so everyone focus on increasing the concentration of mind.
काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज
परम धाम से आए हैं शिव ब्रह्मा तन्वा
चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का सार। योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा।
मन की भिन्न भिन्न स्थितियों को ध्यान में रखते हुए वही पत्ते वाले बैठ जाओ पीछे वाले नहीं।
यू कीप द डिफरेंट डिफरेंट स्टेजेस ऑफ माइंड
मन की भिन्न
इन योर अवेयरनेस।
हम कई तरह के योग के स्वरूप पर एकाग्रता बढ़ाएंगे।
वी विल कॉन्सेंट्रेट अवर माइंड in a different way. It is seen that every human being's mind cannot get concentrated on one thing every day. To have godly happiness, to have godly pleasure, it is necessary to have variety in your effort. So I will suggest you some effort, sometimes this way, sometimes this way, and you do that according to your comfort. So take one effort and you focus yourself for 3 days, your concentration will increase. Even the scientists have said that this 3 months of effort for concentration will help you stabilize your mind. So human beings are spending their life in a very extroverted way, and this mobile is making it worse. Those who want to concentrate their mind, you have to renounce something where there is renunciation and tapasya, there will be easy success in service. Let's make effort. I have put 2 forms in front of you, the soul conscious form and the form of the supreme soul. Now let's practice 3rd form, that almighty authority is above my head. Now see the canopy of almighty authority over me. 4th practice, your deity form. You bring that form in front of you, the first birth of golden age, the divine form, pure mind and body, healthy body, completely voiceless. You see your worthy of worship form, you create that. The angelic form, that I am a double light angel. I am lighthouse and might house angel. The rays of light and might are spreading from this body everywhere.
मैं फरिश्ता ऊपर आकाश में हूँ।
I, the angel, am in the sky.
सर्वशक्तिवान से शक्तियों की किरणें मुझ पर पड़ रही हैं.
The rays of Almighty Authority are falling on me.
ये हमारे भिन्न-भिन्न अभ्यास हैं.
These are our different practices. There are some others as well. Many comes in Baba's Murli, in Sakar, as well as Avyakt Murli. You pick few and you concentrate on them, then you will achieve concentration easily. Now let's think which are the things that makes our mind wander around. We renounce big things, but there are still small things. There are many souls. Even after achieving great purity, some souls are wandering their mind in jealousy if somebody is moving ahead of them, and we get disturbed. You talk to yourself. Don't get afraid. Some monkeys have come in the hall, it looks like. Talk to yourself. If some other person is moving ahead of you, if we get disturbed, would we move ahead? I also want to move ahead, and that is called healthy competition. The souls who are stuck in jealousy get degraded. Their power of thoughts become weak. Their power of churning become weak. So everyone check yourself, and everyone move ahead with their own effort. If I want to move ahead, I have to make effort. I have to specialize myself. Lot of energy goes in thinking about others. I remember one thing, it is about 67, I have told many times. In Rajouri Garden in Delhi, it was a big center. Whenever parties used to go from here, they used to stay there. Nirmal Shanta Dadi, you must have heard the name. He was the daughter of Brahma Baba. So she went there from Madhuban, and it was a very beautiful thing for me, and you would definitely like as well. Everyone used to sit and share their experience. So she told, Baba asked, child, what is your chart of yoga? She said, Baba, it's only 3 hours. So Baba said, you do yoga for 3 hours. What do you do for 21 hours? Let's take out the hours that you sleep, but the other hours you engage yourself in thinking about others. This is very subtle. So Brahma Baba had such a subtle vision, subtle watch on himself that we did not know about it. We were unaware that we were thinking about others. We do think about others. I paid attention to myself for 3 years after coming to Madhuban. no matter what others do, I have to pay attention and I don't have to think about others. Dadi Janki used to say this very beautifully in 1967 that these are the weakness of someone else's weakness and it affects me. It touched my heart and it helped me a lot. So everyone, talk to yourself. So whether I want to spend my life in thinking about others and wasteful thinking, or I want to make my whole next kalpa beautiful by not thinking about others. Do I want to spend time in seeing about others, or just by thinking about ourselves I want to achieve that great stage? It is very important that I talk to myself. Let me give you one another thought, and you take a gift from Baba on today, which is a birthday. The eyes with which we have seen the God, these eyes are not just ordinary eyes, these are divine eyes with which we have seen God. We cannot have criminal eyes. We don't see anyone's defect through these eyes. We don't hear any wasteful through these ears by which we have heard the elevated versions of God. Sri Krishna gave knowledge to Arjuna, and I used to think it would be so good if I also would get that knowledge. So let's not hear about waste, and everyone is spending their time in hearing waste things. So the mouth with which you speak the elevated versions of God, never have any harsh words emerge through that mouth. Let's create this thought and let's go to the subtle world. We will meet Baba with lot of love. We will invite him as well. In one second, let's see ourselves up there beyond the sky. This subtle world, this world of angels, this is a very beautiful place where God is creating heaven. There is supreme joy there. You look in front with lot of concentration. On the lotus seat, Bab Dada is sitting there. It's a very divine form, very beautiful atmosphere in all four directions. There is alaukikta spreaded. The great light is shining in the center of the forehead.
Baba pyar bhari drishti de rahe.
Baba is giving me very lovely drishti. And let's take a beautiful gift from Baba on this birthday. Take whatever you want. He is ready to give everything you take with the right. Baba has put his hand of blessing on my head. With lot of love you invite Baba. Hey Praneshwar, hey Lord of my life, I have come to invite you. You come with us. Baba kept my hand in his hand, and both of us are coming down. We both are in front of each other. His complete energy is merged in me. Om Shanti. For the concentration of the intellect, because intellect is an eye. If something falls, if even something little falls, get inside the eye, you feel disturbed. So, to the extent you cleanse this third eye of intellect, you will have that much concentration and your life will become treasures of happiness. Let me tell you one thing once again. Our each and every thought creates energy. Our each and every thought creates an energy. If you have thoughts of disheartenment, of disturbance, of vicious thoughts, think what kind of energy would be spreaded. The brain will become weak. We have to cleanse our intellect so that beautiful thoughts can be created. There is dirt in the intellect for birth after birth. Now we have to fill it with the nectar. I have to now fill blessings in my intellect. I have to fill my intellect with all the powers. I have to fill my intellect with all kinds of happiness. This is the time that will not come again. This is the time that we will remember again and again from the Copper Age onwards, and we will imagine about the God, and we will create the idols of God who had once upon a time given us lot of pleasure. So we were asking at that time from the Copper Age onwards, but now it is time to claim our right. So you must have remembered today's thing, that you are the greatest of all. It is not that God is making us high without any reason, but it is true that we are next to God. After God, His children are being praised. The next. So, increase your self-respect. Those who want to achieve everything in this confluence age, those who want to make their life elevated for birth after birth, and even more than that, in coming years, those who want to accomplish Baba's task, those who want to become the one who grant vision, those who want to become the one who gives blessings to others, those who want to destroy the sorrow of others, and make a determined thought, give a great gift to Baba on this birthday, that we will free our intellect from waste. We have to cleanse the waste from earlier, and we have to make it clean for the future as well. It is the time that is coming to give. I have created a thought in my mind, and you must have created that as well. If not, you create that now. For birth after birth, we have been useful. We made ourselves useful to ourselves or our family, but now we have to become useful for the whole world. I want to be a helper of the world. There will be no value of wealth or honor or respect. The time will go to completion very easy, very fast. In some very short time, we will go to the time of completion. So we do churning, and let's take ourselves very close to Baba so that we can do elevated actions for Baba. We can reveal Baba through our form. Lastly, if we concentrate ourselves on souls, others will see the shining star from our forehead. When we say themselves that you are a soul, they themselves will easily stabilize in a soul conscious stage. They will see the Supreme Soul easily. So if we have practiced the canopy of protection on my head, then in the coming years, if bad people come to us, they will see godly canopy on us and they will run away. Those who practice this, the form will happen accordingly. Lot of congratulations on your birthday. Lot of greetings on your birthday. Let's go to Baba with beautiful thoughts, with the gift of beautiful thoughts in the Supreme Abode, in very close to the Almighty. authority